This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love being black. I do. I'm not going to lie. I love my color. I love much of my culture. I love walking both sides of the fence, having grown up rich and poor, you know, and in the white world, so to speak, having seen it with my own eyes, being poor and my grandparents working for white folks. But I love being black. I do. We create beautiful children. We have some of the most smoking hot women on the planet. I mean, we have given to this country in ways that I'm just so proud of my people. Wow, we built this great nation. And it's funny to me that, you know, all of that to be proud of, and yet these white leftists want me to feel bad. But... And so they demoralize. They try to demoralize black folks. Kevin, you were a slave. You got all these civil rights that were against you and laws that prevented you from... Prevented me from what? From being a beautiful black man. Man, I have a smile on my face so big I can't even see straight. It's starting to get my vision, make my eyes little. My smile is so big. I got them high cheekbones, too. Yeah, I got them high Indian cheekbones. Part of my Native American. Yeah, man. Love being black. But I love being American more than I love being black. That's a fact. I love being American. I'm so proud to be an American. To be from this country. The things that we've done. The people that we've saved and freed. The women who have rights. The citizens who have rights. The number of deaths we have prevented. Oh, man, I'm so proud to be American. You couldn't beat it out of me. I'm so proud to be an American. Wow. You ever travel? When you go places and people, oh, you're American. And in the time of Obama, you know, you'd be a little bit embarrassed. But shoot, man, I'm like, yeah, I'm American. And before that, when I was during the time of Reagan and all that, when I was traveling internationally quite a bit for work, I was like, man, I was so proud to be American. Still am. The only blight in my little timeline of being proud to be an American was during the time of Obama. And I was still proud to be an American. I just wasn't proud of our stupid baby black Jesus president. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Proud to be black, overcoming every... My family, my grandfather, a sixth-grade education, my grandmother, the first person in our family to graduate from high school, a woman, first one in our family to graduate from high school. My brother going on to get his PhD, finding out all the different things about my family, what we've contributed to society. I was proud and to know what that contribution was to this great country. I watched my family take people in, pick up hitchhikers, give when we didn't have, and so on. That is the American spirit at its finest. Are you kidding me? I love being American. I love being black and American, but I love being American most of all. And having said that, I kind of wish I was white right now. I do. I want to fight for white people. It's funny watching white leftists speak so badly of themselves.
We've suffered from white privilege and we've got whiteness and it's white nationalism.
See, they want to make a distinction. I don't know if you guys realize it, but white leftists want to make a distinction. Oh, they have white privilege, but they are not white nationalists. No, that is reserved for you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you white people. That's what that's all about. Mm-hmm. White nationalists. The left have gone from demoralizing blacks to the point where they believe they can demoralize white folks. They are working on your children to feel bad about who they are, about being born. Something they have no ability to impact. Their birthright. So much so that Rachel Dolezal hated herself. Hated herself. Hated the white part of her. I've always felt black. No, she hasn't. No, she hasn't. She doesn't suffer from some malady that says, oh, I gotta be black. She suffers from, I know how to get over. And she did. As a black woman, Rachel Dolezal was getting over. That's what my aunt would say. She got over, nephew. Anyway, Tucker Carlson talked about white nationalism.
If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns or problems this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. The combined membership of every white supremacist organization in this country would be able to fit inside a college football stadium? I mean, seriously. This is a country where the average person is getting poorer, where the suicide rate is spiking. White supremacy, that's the problem. This is a hoax. Just like the Russia hoax. It's a conspiracy theory used to divide the country and keep a hold on power. That's exactly what's going on.
And Tucker's right. But he's not saying anything that I haven't said. This is where I come back to, being on Fox. It's a hoax. Hey, there's so much more to expound upon with white supremacy. There's so many more nuances about it that Tucker needs to develop to say, let me explain why they're doing this. They've demoralized everybody else. Hey, Mexicans, you can't get in. You're separating you from the border. You've been marginalized to just about open border society. You're marginalized about immigration. Mexicans are an amazing contribution to our culture. Amazing contribution. But you know that all the left, you don't want to let your people in. They're xenophobic. They don't like Mexicans. They don't like the Latinos. They don't like the browning of America. They got nothing policy-wise to say. There's nothing they can point at that says it's bad for Mexicans. What has Donald Trump done that's bad for Mexicans? Name me one thing. I'll play a clip in a minute. Lady on MSNBC, Nicole Wallace, implied that Trump wanted to exterminate Mexicans. Wow. Because he wants to enforce border policy. This is how crazy it is. Don't buy into this, white folks. Listen to this brother, who happens to be American, happens to be black, tell you, stop letting people talk about your culture. You have nothing to do with the makeup of your DNA. Your parents decided that for you when they hooked up. But you got nothing to be ashamed of or worried about or whatever. Stick with us. Because, see, the left doesn't want to give you a home, white people. They want you to feel guilty. They don't want you to have any comfort about who you are. I'm going to take a short break. I will remind you, you cannot spell Democrat without rat. Keep that in mind, dear boy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Where did we leave off in the last segment? Oh, that's right. I said you can't spell Democrat without rat. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Democrats are indeed rats, and they're proud of that fact. You know, it's kind of like the foxes, fox families. You know, they're proud that foxes are sly. We've created a culture where ripping people off is something you brag about. Reminds me of being in Nigeria. I thought that was the only place where people brag about, yeah, kidding, I ripped that guy off. And they look at each other and go, yeah, you got me last time. I'll get you next time. Crazy, man. They love to brag about their exploits. You don't believe me? Go into the hood. Come talk to some of my family members who will tell you how they rip off the system. They proudly tell you how they scam the welfare, scam AFDC, scam the medical system, scam this. They got scams that you could get a college degree in scoundrel just from having two conversations with my family. I told you guys, if I wanted to be a person of bad character, and I'm not condemning my entire family. I'm saying there are people in my family who absolutely know how to take advantage of the system. My own father, it had to be 30, it was over 30 years ago. I remember this conversation like it was yesterday. But he says to me, he goes, son, the California welfare system is the best in the country. He said, do you know that in welfare in California, it is the equivalent of making $48,000 a year? Folks, I'm talking about this was in the late 1970s. My dad was telling me this. Telling me that the California system was so scammable. You didn't have to work. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, I could scam the system in California and make more money than I make in what my degree plan was. Yeah. When I got out of college, I made $37,500 a year as a graduating engineer. And I thought, man, what an amazing amount of money. Literally a couple years, 3 years before that is when my dad was explaining to me how he was scamming the welfare system in California, living in Bakersfield. It's where he dropped dead at the age of 65. Scamming the system. Scammed it till the day he dropped dead. Crackhead. Look, here's the deal. Here's what I'll say about my dad. You guys know I've got an acrimonious relationship there. But I honor my father in the sense that And I'm using my great-great-aunt's knowledge of him. Had it not been for his circumstances, he could have been a great man. Could have been. He was bright. Everybody in my family says, Kevin, you remind me of your daddy. You remind me of your daddy. You're smart. You know, you're articulate and clean. No, I'm kidding. They don't say that. But they do say I'm smart. And we talk identically the same. If my dad was doing this radio show, you wouldn't even know the difference. You'd be like, who's this guy? Who's this dude talking about being in the joint? So that's my dad. I talk just like him. They say, you look like him. I don't look like him. I look like my mom. We used to think I look like my dad, but I swear my brother looks like my dad. I look like my mom. I'm cute as a button. But I have my dad's voice, his carriage, everything. But he was a scoundrel. But I've forgiven him for all that. I don't even care. I talk about what he's done. It's unforgivable in the sense of the people that he's wronged. But in my case, because my dad supposedly has 12 total kids. Only two he recognizes, me and my brother, and I should say my little half-brother, David. Three that he recognizes, nine that we don't know who they are. That's why I got my ancestry done. Wanted to know who my brothers and sisters were. That's where a lot of black folks gonna find out who their peoples are. Yeah. Anyway, so I wanted to find out, but long story short, I did my ancestry because I wanted to know, you know, who might be kinfolk. And you start finding out all the stories about your family and stuff. And it's pretty, I don't know where I was going with that, but it isn't as always as pretty as you think it is. But, oh, I know I was going to say my dad. So I forgive him for all that. You know, he did his thing, but he recognized me and my brother. And my grandmother on his side said, it's because you guys, your mother was a legitimate wife to him. She was a legitimate mom. She wasn't no baby mama. And he recognized that. And he wanted to do right by me, even though he didn't know how. So I forgive him for all of this stuff. I even forgive him for being a crappy dad. I do. This is the first time I've ever said this. I'm saying it on the radio right now. I forgive that clown. But he was a clown. I can still deal with him in tough love. He was a terrible father. I've given you guys examples of things that I was like, well, what planet are you from that you call that parenting? You know, it's just crazy stuff. But he didn't know how to be that. Too bad for him. Anyway, you can't spell Democrat without spelling rat, without the word rat. But this is great news for some Democrats. Because there's a story that they can grow human organs in rats. So my first thought was maybe Democrats can get a brain. Maybe they can grow a brain in a rat and start transplanting them into these dumb Democrats. These plantation Americans. The black Democrats. And some of these other clowns that are out there. Hollywood. They say this. Some unusual embryos may soon be growing in Japan. Those of human mouse and human rat hybrids. A research group in Japan received approval from a committee in the Japanese government on July 4th to move forward with an experiment that will put a type of human stem cells, cells that can grow into almost any cell, into animal embryos, and they've chosen rats. And I can only believe, I mean, I have to believe George Soros is funding this. He
he's like, you know what? I know what the next market, big market is going to be. Democrats are going to actually want to use their brains. So let's get them one. They said once inside the embryos, the human cells induced pluripotent stem cells may grow into specific organs. If all goes well, the researchers plan to eventually grow human organs in other animals, such as pigs. Even better, Democrats can be getting organs from rats and pigs. Two things that they specialize in, because they are rats and they are pigs. Sometimes they are rats and pigs together, like a Harvey Weinstein. Ooh, good news for the Dems. Now, see, it's not all about conservatives on the Kevin Jackson Show. For everybody talking about, Kevin, all you do is be up on Democrats. I'm giving Democrats some great news right now. Even, hey, here's another thing. Maybe some of the male Democrats can grow a pair of male genitalia from them rats. You know what I'm saying? Hey, here's another one. Maybe they can figure out how to cut the male appendages off of the females. Yeah, they're over there. Those female hyenas, a.k.a. Democrats. Female Democrats. Because they, you know, Democrat women, for the most part, they just like, they got strap-ons. Not trying to be graphic, not trying to be mean, but they think they're men. They want to be men. These feminists fixate on the things that make us male. They hate our testosterone. They hate it all. But they want to be us. You know what I mean? They go out and march with their vagina hats and their vagina outfits while secretly wishing they had penises. That's who you are. We know who you are, leftist women. You ain't fooling us.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says he spoke with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell about what needs to be done after the deadly mass murders in Texas and Ohio.
They understand we don't want insane people, mentally ill people, bad people, dangerous people. We don't want guns in the hands of the wrong people.
Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro is on the defensive, defending the tweets of his twin brother, Congressman Joaquin Castro. The Texas lawmaker tweeted out a list of presidential donors and their employers. Julian Castro was speaking at the Iowa fair.
The right wing wants to make this a story because they want to pretend like in some way that's equivalent to the hate or the division that Donald Trump is fostering in this country.
Castro is polling at less than 1% in Iowa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Saw another crazy leftist story, folks. Yep. We highlight them on the Kevin Jackson Show because you can't keep up with everything that's out there. It's impossible. We can't. And I have a staff. We can't do it. I would love to. We should do a contest that says, come work with Kevin for a day. We'll finance it. We'll fly you in. You come work with me for a day, and I'll show you what I do. It is mind-blowing. My friends that know me well, they go, Kevin, how do you do it? How do you do it? I honestly don't have an answer. The good Lord. The good Lord puts my mind into such a, you know, does it in such a fashion where I can assimilate things quickly and get to the point. Justice Thomas said, that's my gift. Never forget he said that. I wish I'd gotten that on tape. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So what's our crazy story of leftism at this very moment? Well, there's always a new story developing every moment. So I'm going to give you the one that I'm going to talk about right now. But guess what? There's another one that just came up. I don't even know what it is yet. My producers are looking for it. But it exists. Crazy. Leftists eventually drive everybody crazy. You know this, right? You can't be around the leftists and think you're going to celebrate and have a good time. If it's your birthday, they're jealous. They're jealous because you're the center of attention. If you get a great gift, they're looking for how they can use it or steal it or break it. They're looking for crazy. They're looking for chaos. Don't think for one second, oh, boy, Kevin, you know, it's your birthday and somebody gave you a trip to Costa Rica or whatever. They're mad. Who are you going to take? You ain't taking me? What? It's a trip for two and you ain't taking me? Why? Because you got a wife and kids and you got brothers and cousins and stuff. Man, we just met. We met at the grocery store the other day. Why ain't you taking me? It sounds like I'm being facetious, but I'm not. Man, they were jealous to their rotten cores, to their rat-centric cores. Woo, man. So what? Why am I down on them right now? Yeah, I'm down on them because of this story I read. See, it has to do with therapy. And I know you white folks out there wondering, therapy? Well, that's the purview of white people, Kevin. What are you talking about? Talking about therapy. See, I know you white folks have cornered the market on therapy. You hold the record for the need for most therapists. Because, you know, and look, I'm going to give you credit. I'm going to give you some credit, white people. You figured out that it's always good to talk things through. And sometimes you cannot talk things through to the people that are closest to you. You don't want to tell them your inner demons. You don't want to tell them your deepest, darkest secrets. You don't want them to analyze because you don't want to feel judged. You want someone that's a neutral person to tell this to. That is amazing. Something that, let me tell you, hey, black people, is this thing on? Try that. It's actually pretty medicinal. As a person who's gone through therapy, couples therapy, all kinds of therapies, you know, late in life, I would recommend you do it earlier. I would send, before my kiddo went to college, he's pretty well adjusted. I'd send him to the therapist just to say, help him work out things that he may be struggling with before he goes, things that he doesn't want to tell mom and dad. Now, you say, oh, your son should want to tell you everything, Kevin. I don't believe that for a second. You should have an open relationship with your kids, but there are things that, and they're not secrets. You know what I mean? They're not like there are things that they feel like they don't want to share. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of couples get into trouble. Oh, you got a secret? No, there's stuff that you hide that's bad. You shouldn't be doing that. But as far as like having secrecy and privacy, you get what I'm saying? Secrets are probably bad. Having privacy to your own thoughts and things like that is you. It's like journaling. I would never read a person's journal. That's their stuff. I feel like I'm stealing a piece of their soul. Anyway, therapy's good. But we're at a point now where, you know, white folks need therapy first, especially these lefties. These lefties need therapy because they stop making their brand of you know, coffee at Starbucks or something. They got rid of it was only seasonal. They got rid of the pumpkin. It may be back in November, but it's gone. You know, I better go see my therapist. Yeah, so anyway, you've cornered the market on therapy, you white folks. According to USA Today, 60% of non-Hispanic whites who suffer with depression see therapists. That's a lot. Only 36% of Hispanics who suffer from depression see therapists. Did you know this? Yeah. So we have another victim category. This one is brown-skinned people who need to get more therapy. America must help the Hispanics to get more therapy and get the depressed white people's foot off the throat of the Latino community. Amen. Because if we don't, who knows what will happen? What will happen if the Latino community does not have access to therapy? In one Hispanic couple's horrifying story, USA Today writes this. Soon after Jasmine Alcala gave birth to her son Benjamin, her mind flooded with thoughts of catastrophe. For Alcala, tragedy lurked everywhere. At her Long Beach, California home, which she rarely left while caring for her newborn, she feared a home invasion. Behind the wheel, her heart raced at the possibility of a fatal accident. At the grocery store, she fretted over the potential of armed robbery. I'm not kidding you, that's what they wrote. So I would venture to tell you, Alcala lives in a bad part of Long Beach that is likely flooded with illegal banditos. I couldn't believe I was reading that. The article continued. Here it goes. And nothing was as terrifying as the idea of not being with her son. Alcala and her husband, Ruben, sought help. She joined several peer support groups for postpartum women and visited two therapists. Neither therapist, here it comes, bum, 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 was Hispanic, nor did they speak Spanish, making it difficult for Alcala, who is Mexican-American, to communicate some of her deepest thoughts and feelings. What? What happened to all of the Spanish-speaking therapists in America? Who knows? I've got the answer. Understand, folks. This USA Today writer, Jared Weber, wants us to believe that an American woman, supposedly legal, doesn't speak enough English to go to a therapist. This isn't Trump separating babies at the border. This is a shocking expose by USA Today that an American woman supposedly needs an interpreter for her speak Spanish therapy session. What freaking country do we live in? Surely you're joking, right? I mean, that's what you got to be thinking. Kevin, you're making this up. This Alcala lady, who is supposed to be American of Mexican descent, is having postpartum, something that many women have. It isn't like it's postpartum Latino style. It's postpartum. And she can't see a therapist who can help her with postpartum? Really, that's what you want me to believe. Unless that therapist speaks Spanish and can understand the cultural implications of postpartum for Mexican women, I don't buy it. See, this is what drives me crazy about leftism. See, they're looking for a way to create another category of something that they want us to pay for. You know what, America? We've got to provide some sort of therapeutic sessions for Hispanics because we do not have enough Hispanic therapy people and they don't understand the culture, blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something. I don't give a crap about postpartum Mexican women. If you're postpartum, go to where the white women go. Go to where the black women go. Know that nowhere in Mexico, folks, are they discussing the problem of people not having access to English-speaking therapists. Nor are they having this discussion in Central or South America. Nor are they having this discussion in African or Middle Eastern countries. They don't care. Why should they? You know, if you're having problems, don't go to those countries. Or get home and go get help. We now have another subclass of people because, and trust me when I tell you, the Democrats are going to want to tax you and say you got to provide these services to these Latinos, along with giving them licenses, letting them vote, putting them on welfare, into your schools, into the healthcare system, etc. These cost-positive illegals, because this woman can't be legal. Tell me how a legal person can get through our system and can't understand enough English to give her deepest and most emotional stuff to some therapist. Tell me that that Latino is out there. Because if it is, it's a condemnation of our education system more than it is anything else. These are the crazy stories that are out there. And I'm not kidding you, folks. They're all over the place. All over. Interpreters. You wonder why we have 100-something interpreters at a hospital for languages that one person speaks?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You listen to the Democrats, every single candidate is focused on identity politics to the point of ad nauseum. And I think there's a part of them that believe that, you know, if they can out identity politic the other person, that's what's going to get them elected. And I think they run the risk of alienating people, personally. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. And I think most of you agree with me that, you know, how long can you drone on it? I tell this story every now and then, but when I was doing radio back when Obama was running for the second term, a
a radio guy asked me, do you think if Romney wins, you're going to have anything to talk about? And I went, what are you talking about? He's like, well, Kevin, your show is about race. I said, politics is about race. All of it. It's about identity politics, race, gender, sexuality, whatever. It doesn't matter what the issue is. The underlying issue is going to be battled on those types of things. Guarantee you. So I said, I wasn't offended because it was almost like he was saying, if Obama's elected, you can continue to talk because then you can talk some smack as a black man. But if Romney's elected, what are you going to do? I'm going to talk smack against Romney. I'm going to talk about whatever issues I don't agree with him on. You know, and I'm still going to talk smack about Democrats because they're going to be accusing Romney of being racist. You know, what are you talking about? There's plenty to talk about. And I'm not a one-trick pony. Now, what I will tell you is we do focus a lot on race only because I, unlike many of the other pundits, understand that all politics is about race or class. It's about creating victims where there are really none. It isn't about empowerment. It's not about everybody working together for the common good. I mean, we couldn't survive as a country. We couldn't have formed as a country the way we exist today in America. We couldn't have. Our differences are so glaring at this point that we would never have come together and decided to fight the British. We wouldn't have been that strong. We would have been led by eunuchs. And we would have appeased the Brits and we'd still be talking like this. You know, and having tea and crumpets and what have you. And waiting on the Queen, you know, and talking about Her Majesty. And things of this nature, as opposed to saying, who gives a crap about these monarchs that do nothing except, you know, milk the public in England. And I don't care how much esteem they hold the Queen in. And for the record, if I'm in England and they say, Kevin, do you want to meet the Queen? I'll be deferential on behalf of the British citizens. I will defer on them. But between us girls, I don't care about the Queen. I don't mean any disrespect to her. She's just another woman to me. She's just a rich woman that doesn't do anything. there's plenty of them in Hollywood. And I have no respect for them either. So, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I know when to be a little bit deferential or whatever. So, what was I talking about anyway? Where was I going with this? Oh, identity politics. So, these people that are, like, Elizabeth Warren wants to help women. Kamala Harris wants to help women. Kirsten Gillibrand's all about women. And so I say to myself, well, when are you going to help men? Oh, men don't need any help. Yeah, we do. Men need help. Well, what do you mean? But that's what they're about. If a man ran and said, I'm running my candidacy on helping men. Men are not able to see their kids after divorce. Men pay child support on children that aren't even their own. Men have to make a living, and they find out that their wives or their girlfriends are screwing around on them and have babies by other people and, you know, are living off of the man. They have no recourse. I could give you many reasons why men need help. We just don't bellyache. You know how many guys have raised other men's children and didn't even know? I can give you a real story. One of my cousins who I met on Ancestry.com did it because she wanted to surprise her dad. And it turned out that her dad wasn't her real dad. Her dad was my cousin who had raped her mother. Talk about getting a wake-up call on Ancestry. You know, when somebody says, Kevin, we're kin, I don't know how, and we figure out together that my cousin had raped her mom, and her mom never told anybody. It's the same time that, you know, obviously she had a husband, so she just said it's her husband's baby. And he didn't mind raising the kid. I mean, he was married to her, and a horrible thing happened. But she didn't know. The girl didn't. The man didn't. Only person who suspected was the rape victim, who was the girl's mother. My second cousin. I mean, that ancestry line was so, you know, far over. We knew we were kinfolk, right? So, you know, you find out some things sometimes you may not want to know. It hit me hard that my rapist cousin is the reason why I'm in this girl's life. It's not exactly the way you want to be introduced to family. Anyway, back to identity politics. That's what the left is all about, identity politics. You know, and they're candidates all want to vote for, oh, I'm a woman, or Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, I'm going to do something for blacks. You know why Donald Trump supersedes them all? You know the answer. Donald Trump says, I'm going to help America. Now, has he done things to kind of make blacks a little bit of a special interest? Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like when Trump patronizes. I don't like, you know, when he makes a comment, yeah, we're going to do this for the HBCUs, we're going to do this for this black or whatever. If Trump says, you know what, we have hallowed institutions of learning called historically black colleges and universities, and while they are struggling and they should be able to compete on the same plane as other universities, because of their significance in our history, I want to give funding to them. I want to make sure they survive. I'd like to see the long history of these schools live on. And here's what I want to challenge those HBCUs to do. I want you to become the Ivy League of schools. That's the challenge. And we're going to help you. But we're only going to help you for a little while. Then you're going to have to start helping yourselves. See, that's a speech you give that says, I recognize the past, but you're going to have to bring yourself into the future. Anyway, these leftists are caught up in their politics of identity. There's a thing called She the People. I don't know if you guys heard this. She the People is quite boastful of their dedication to the racism that is identity politics. I'm reading this in American Spectator. Its website features headlines from media that repeatedly use racial terms in their headlines. Samples. Washington Post. The presidential forum will have 2020 Democrats answer to women of color. USA Today. 2020 Democrats Sanders, Klobuchar, Warren, Gabbard join forum on women of color. NBC News. First ever forum on women of color for presidential contenders. So I just want you to imagine if I were a candidate and I said, I'm just going to talk about men's issues. We got to do more to help men. Men, particularly men of color, men of color, men of color, men of color. How's that going to play over time? You would be legitimate to ask me, Kevin, do you care about men, all men? Kevin, do you care about women? Because that's I'm telling you right now, if I was a reporter, I'd say, okay, great. Let's talk about women of color. What is your fascination? What is it that you think women of color cannot accomplish that you need to hold special forums for them? Look, if you want to recognize women of color and say women are amazing and we want to recognize a few women, congratulations. I have no problem with that. But do you want to recognize other people? Are there other people impacting your life? Just saying. You know, look, I don't know who saved your choking grandfather or who did an operation on your dying cousin, or who prevented a crime against your young teenage daughter. I don't know the colors, and I don't care. I care that Americans did something about it, and that's Trump's trump card in all of this. Donald Trump says, I don't care about your color. I don't care about your tragedy. I don't care about your politics or any of it. I'm going to make America great. And if you want to get on the bandwagon, whatever your ilk is, whatever your thing is probably going to improve. And he's proven it. He's proven it. Black unemployment, all these other things. But this She the People points to a New York Times article that again questions openly this of the internal Democratic Party debate over how to defeat Trump. Here's what they said. This dispute is not merely a tactical one. It goes to the heart of the Democrats envision themselves becoming a majority party. The question is whether that is accomplished through a focus on kitchen table topics like health care, jobs, aimed at winning moderates and disaffected Trump voters, or by unapologetically elevating matters of race and identity, such as immigration, to mobilize young people and minorities now and forever. They are making a horrible miscalculation. Horrible. Democrats, you don't have to listen to me. You can think I'm leading you down the primrose path and I'm using some sort of subterfuge. I'm telling you, your race and identity package is going to cost you the election and lots of others.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.